USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anyone they believe is in the country illegally. The High Court ruling on Monday that the law could go forward and then immediately blocked it after the White House sued, saying it tramples the federal government's exclusive authority to oversee immigration issues. Then on Tuesday, the court ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. The House Foreign Affairs Committee holds a hearing on Tuesday to examine the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which left 13 U.S. service members dead and over 100 civilians. Chairman of the committee, Republican Congressman Michael McCaul from Texas, is pointing the blame at President Biden, saying that the president announced the withdrawal on April 14, 2021, despite warnings from officials and military advisors.
Our investigation uncovered the White House refused to listen to warnings about the situation on the ground.
This as a ranking Democrat on the committee, Gregory Meeks from New York, is pointing the blame at former President Donald Trump.
Former President Donald Trump's Doha deal empowered the Taliban at the expense of the Afghan government.
Three California suspects are now facing 27 felony charges, including robbery and grand theft, for their involvement in a retail crime ring. Attorney General Rob Bontna announcing the charges Tuesday and detailing the crimes committed, saying the suspects robbed many high-end retail stores throughout the state.
The suspects' operation transpired over the course of almost 2 years, and it resulted in a staggering estimated loss of more than $300,000.
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
House Republicans are moving to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives across colleges. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says the focus on DEI is a new type of prejudice.
What I think the DEI theology is, what I call it, is the greatest mass peer pressure event really since the Spanish Inquisition. We have now so many schools that if you don't do this, you're considered a racist or a bigot or something else like that.
Donald Trump is not accepting a judge's decision to keep Fulton County DA Fannie Willis on the Georgia election interference case. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Trump's attorneys have filed to appeal the judge's decision, which allowed Willis to remain as long as Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade walked off the case. In fact, the judge in his decision said it was either one or the other of them had to go. Trump's legal team is trying to have the case dismissed and Willis removed due to her romantic relationship with Wade.
ESPN will remain the exclusive home of the college football playoffs through the 2031-2032 season. The new deal is reportedly worth $7.8 billion. As part of the agreement, the championship game will also air on ABC starting in the 2026-2027 season. This upcoming season, we'll see the college football playoff expand to 12 teams. The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday night is set for an estimated $687 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.